The following program, Bless Israel with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, is brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, presenting the plight facing God's chosen people today, so that you can be a blessing to them through your prayers and Christian love. Here's our host for today's broadcast, Greg Wheatley, along with the president and founder of the fellowship, Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein.
Persecution is on the rise in the former Soviet Union, and a record number of Jews are fleeing to Israel, but many of them won't make it without your help. Stay tuned. We'll tell you how you can make the difference on today's On Wings of Eagles broadcast. And welcome. Today we're going to be talking about one of the most stunning biblical fulfillments of prophecy, and it's happening right now in our lifetime. Christians are actually being given the privilege to participate in seeing this biblical prophecy happen. We're talking about the Jews returning from all over the world to the land of Israel. With me today is my special guest, Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein. Rabbi Eckstein is the founder and president of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. He's been a bridge of friendship and understanding between the Jewish and Christian communities and has the support of Christian leaders from all over the evangelical community. He's also the founder of the fellowship's On Wings of Eagles program, which over the past two decades has helped more than 700,000 Jews from around the world immigrate to Israel. Yekiel, it's great to be with you.
Thanks. Welcome. It's wonderful to be with you.
Well, you know, it has been historic how many Christians have sponsored the flights of Jewish immigrants who are flying from the former Soviet Union to Israel.
It has, and I'm continuously amazed by it. And the verse from the Psalms keeps coming to my mind. Me'et Hashem haitazot hiniflat be'inenu. This is certainly of the Lord, and from God it is wondrous in our eyes. Who would have thought that we would see the day when Christians would be helping the Jewish people return, as foretold by prophecy thousands of years ago, return to their own homeland, Israel?
Yekiel, one of the most important verses that prophesied the return of the land is from Isaiah 49. God says there that he'll bring them up out of the land, from the north, out of all the countries where his people have been banished. I'll restore the land. But this is what he says. I will beckon to the Gentiles. I will lift up my banner to the peoples, and they, the peoples, the Gentiles, will bring your sons in their arms and carry your daughters on their shoulders. That's what's happening with this project on Wings of Eagles. And we're here today to talk about that, even though this has been going on for a while. We have a lot of Jewish people in the former Soviet Union who right now have permission to go. They have the desire to go, to relocate, to make their new home in Israel, but they don't have the finances to go. And we're going to help sponsor them.
Indeed. There's been this across-the-board concern among the Jews in the former Soviet Union with the rise of anti-Semitism, particularly in countries like Russia. And when anti-Semitism is coupled with economic turmoil, as is the case today, and there's an economic meltdown going on in Russia, it is a recipe, unfortunately, for the rise of anti-Semitism. And what we've seen in recent days is not just more incidents of synagogue burnings or Jewish cemetery desecrations with swastikas put up and things of that nature, but we've seen the tolerance of anti-Semitism. And so what we've seen in recent months is the skyrocketing of numbers of Jews who want to leave to go to Israel, both because of the rise of anti-Semitism and the fragility of the political situation and the economic meltdown and turmoil, all of which produce this atmosphere of fear that the doors could close.
And now, Yekiel, you just returned from visiting Soviet countries and being with persecuted Jews and those who so badly want and need to immigrate to Israel. Who are these people? Are they young? Are they old? Are they families?
They're all ages. They are young. They are middle-aged. They are older. But what we're seeing, though, very interestingly, is families coming. of younger people in their 20s and 30s and 40s, when I ask them, why are you going to Israel? They generally respond, because of my children. I want to give my children the opportunity to live in freedom as Jews in Israel, and here there is no future for them.
Previously, when we did this before, the Jews that were immigrating were not particularly religious Jews. But you're saying that because of the new freedom that exists, they're now embracing their Jewish heritage, and the Jews that want to immigrate now, not just for economic reasons, but for spiritual reasons.
That's 100% true. What we're seeing now in this new generation and this new aliyah of people who are going to Israel is a growth in the number of people who are going out of Zionist fervor and out of a desire to return to their homeland, Israel. I just got back from Kiev, and one of the most moving experiences that I had on this trip was being in an old age home. There were roughly 50 elderly people, primarily women, and a group of college kids came in on Friday afternoon and demonstrated what the Shabbat, what the Sabbath was like. The girls lit the candles, and the men said the Kiddush over the blessing over the wine, and they sang the Sabbath songs. And the verse that came to me at that point was the verse of V'nar Katan Yinhagbam, a little child shall lead them. Mm-hmm. Here you have a situation of 18-year-olds, 19-year-old kids who are being brought up now to know their Jewish heritage and their tradition, and they are teaching the older generation from whom it was robbed by communism.
Well, Yekiel, that is exactly why we're here today. Before the doors close again, before anti-Semitism grows any further, before Jewish persecution becomes more widespread, we want to help get Jews out of the former Soviet Union.
The restoration of Israel is one of the greatest promises from God. When Christians see biblical prophecy being fulfilled, the return of the Jews from the four corners of the earth, when we see the emerging conflict in Jerusalem, we should wake up and say, "This is my Bible speaking." Today, you can help bring God's chosen people home through the fellowships on Wings of Eagles Freedom Flights, leaving from Kiev, Ukraine each month throughout 2016. The cost to rescue one Jew and put them on a seat on an upcoming flight is $1,500. As you can imagine, the cost for these flights and the resettlement needs are significant. $1,000 of your $1,500 donation goes directly to the Jew you'll sponsor. This covers helping them find a place to live in Israel, food, clothing, education to teach them Hebrew, medicine, and so much more. The balance of your donation pays for the airfare, government fees, and taxes for each Jew to emigrate from Ukraine to Israel. Here's the number to call to rescue one Jew on an upcoming Fellowship Ukraine Freedom Flight. It's toll-free, 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. Again, that's 844-809-4647. You can also give a gift of $500. We'll partner you with two others who are also donating $500, and together you'll rescue one Jew. Or you can give a gift of $150, and we'll combine your donation with nine others who are also giving $150. And all 10 donations will put a Jew on an upcoming Fellowship Freedom Flight. Operators are standing by, ready to talk to you. Again, here's that number to call, 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Numerically, it's 844-809-4647. Again, that's 844-809-4647. Just imagine the joy you'll bring when your sponsored Jew is told that a Christian in America is making it possible for them to move to Israel for the rest of their lives. 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-809-4647. You can also donate online at www.ifcj.org/radio. That's ifcj.org/radio. Or call right now, 844-80-WINGS.
If you've just tuned in, welcome to a special edition of On Wings of Eagles, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. I'm Greg Wheatley, and we're talking about an urgent need for you to help Jewish people who desperately need and want to emigrate from the former Soviet Union to Israel. With me today is Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, who is the founder and president of the Fellowship. Yekiel, you've been concerned about Jews being able to immigrate to Israel from the former Soviet Union for a long time now. In fact, you were one of those young men who were out there in front of the Soviet consulate back in the 60s saying, "Let my people go." And now, more than 40 years later, it's happening as a fulfillment of prophecy. What goes through your mind? I mean, what do you feel when you're on that airplane full of Soviet Jews who are about to start a new life in their new home in Israel?
You know, the verse that keeps coming to me every time I take one of those trips with these immigrants is from the Psalms, Shir Hamalot Beshuv Hashem et Zion Hayinu Kecholmim, when God will return the exiles to Zion, we will be like dreamers. Something like that in the English. The Hebrew, it sounds better and I know it better, but it's like a dream. It's seeing God gather his children from the four corners of the world as prophesied thousands of years ago, and to feel like I have some small part in this, and that we have the opportunity to have a part in it, to be co-partners with God in that redemption, and to facilitate that prophecy is a privilege. Isn't even enough of a word, isn't a strong enough word to describe it. It's humbling that I and that we can be a part of this dream.
Well, back in the 60s, when you were sitting out there on the steps of the consulate protesting, could you ever have imagined that tens of thousands of Christians would be helping you to relocate these immigrants to Israel?
No. I could barely imagine that we would see fruit to our efforts, to our protests. And with the fall of communism in 1989, 1990, and the flow of emigration of Jews, this whole project, Wings of Eagles, got started not by me appealing to Christians to join in the effort, but Christians kept coming to me and saying, "Hey, we want a part in this. Why should just the Jewish community be facilitating the emigration? We want to do something to help. We want to be a part of this fulfillment of prophecy, and to, not just fulfillment of prophecy, but to help save Jewish lives." Christians were coming to me and saying, "We want to make amends for the past. We want to do something that maybe our parents didn't have the opportunity to do during the Holocaust. We want to be able to face God and look at ourselves in the mirror and to know that we had the opportunity to save Jewish lives and we took advantage of it." And so we created On Wings of Eagles in response to the Christian interest and concern in being a part of this. And ever since that time, tens of thousands of Christians, as you point out, have participated. Thousands of churches have sponsored people. And no, I did not take that verse from scriptures seriously enough that talked about the day coming when Gentiles will carry our sons and our daughters in their arms and bring them from exile into Israel. I did not think that that would be possible.
In Genesis chapter 15, God makes a promise to Abraham saying, "To your descendants I have given this land from the river of Egypt and as far as the great river, the river Euphrates." This promise was reaffirmed by the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. In Ezekiel chapter 37, God says, "I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the lands and bring you into your own land. They will live on it, they and their sons' sons forever, and David my servant will be their prince forever." Going to Israel was an impossible dream for Jews exiled in the former Soviet Union. The cost for the expensive airfare was not affordable for most. But now, through the International Fellowships on Wings of Eagles Freedom Flights and Christians like you, supporters of Israel, you can make this dream a reality for one Jew living in the former Soviet Union. Maybe an orphan boy or girl, or an elderly Holocaust survivor in their remaining years of life. There are three ways you can donate today. First is with a generous gift of $1,500. Second, you can donate $500. Or third, you could give $150 today. Whatever God is calling you to give, your donation will help return one Russian Jew to Israel. Your gift today covers their airfare, travel documents, food, clothing, a place to live when they arrive in Israel, and many other basic necessities they can't afford to pay themselves. Would you like to be part of biblical prophecy? there's a precious Jew waiting for you to rescue them out of their plight in the former Soviet Union and to a new home, their homeland, Israel. Please call us right now. Don't put this off. We need your help. The number is 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. Again, that's 844-809-4647. We can accept any credit card for your donation. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is a nonprofit ministry, so your gift today is tax deductible. You can also donate online at www.ifcj.org/radio. That's ifcj.org/radio. Or call right now, 844-80-WINGS.
Welcome back to this special on Wings of Eagles program, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. I'm Greg Wheatley, along with our special guest today, Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, president of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. We're talking about helping Jews who desperately want to immigrate to Israel from the former Soviet Union. And Yekiel, you've helped the Jewish community understand that a part of the Christian commitment is to be evangelical and to introduce people to the message of Christ. But we also want the Jewish community to know that there is a love for the Jewish people that is authentic and not connected to anything they have to do in order to get that love.
It's so difficult for Jews to come to trust because we have to understand Jewish-Christian relations against a backdrop of 2,000 years of mistrust. And it's going to take a lot of actions like that that are genuine and unconditional. I sometimes hear it from Jews who are looking for, well, why are they doing that? It's a skepticism tainted by cynicism almost, because we are not accustomed in many respects to being loved unconditionally. What we are witnessing, I believe, is something very, very profound, the coming together of Christians and Jews that have been so separated and so far apart, with such suspicion and mistrust marring their relationship for so many centuries. So we have to be patient with it and remember that 2,000 years have gone by, and we're not going to bring about that love and cooperation in a day, but we also have to work toward it.
Well, Yekiel, we've been talking about the fact that we have this window of opportunity now to help these people relocate in Israel. But what kinds of threats are there that this window of opportunity might disappear?
That is probably one of the most important questions that needs to be addressed, because the political circumstances in some of these republics is extremely fragile. In fact, someone who works in the former Soviet Union, in particular republic which I cannot mention, recently said to me that in their talks with government officials, the government is concerned about what they call the brain drain, that Jews are leaving that country and going to Israel and leaving this vacuum of brain power that this government is concerned about. And the idea of the closing of the door is not as far-fetched as we might think. We saw in Yugoslavia how overnight you can have a situation where one day people can get out and the next day they can't. And by the time you realize that you have the opportunity to get out, it might not be there.
Well, Yekiel, as you say, we've seen that happen, and we need to learn from it. In fact, we're going to encourage those listening today to become a part of this, to become a part of participating in saving Jewish lives. I know how busy life can get for me, and something that you might even want to do very badly and urgently is not easy to get it done. Well, we've come to the end of our time together, and it's gone far too quickly. Yekiel, thank you for being here. You know, maybe we'll be doing a program sometime in the near future when we've only got a small number left to help fly to their homeland, a time when we can say, let's hurry and get them all out of the former Soviet Union as well.
And changing the course of history as well, not just for those Jews who are emigrating to Israel, but for Christian-Jewish relations, to foster that trust and build that love and cooperative relations between them. So it's achieving tremendous amount, and I thank everyone for participating.
Well, thank you, Yekiel, for representing those thoughts to the Jewish community. Once again, as you listen, we're asking you to call right now. Thank you. and may God richly bless you and your family.
The Bible says, "I will plant them in their land, and they will never again be uprooted out from their land, which I have given them, says the Lord your God." For many Christians reading scripture like this, it's amazing to learn about the fulfillment of prophecy that God has planned for the Jewish people. But today, for many poor Jews living in Ukraine and countries throughout the former Soviet Union, their dream of one day coming home to Israel is extremely difficult, if not impossible. Most poor Jews have absolutely no money. These are destitute, very poor souls with no bank accounts, little hope of a job, nowhere to withdraw money from. An expensive plane ticket to Israel is something many will never afford. But you can help. You can rescue them and bring them home to Israel on an upcoming Fellowship Freedom Flight, leaving each month throughout 2016. In Ezekiel chapter 39, God says, "I will gather them from the lands of their enemies, and then I shall be sanctified through them in the eyes of many nations, and I will leave none of them there any longer." For many impoverished Jewish people, the financial need is great. But you and I, together, we can help them. We can bring them to Israel. You can partner with God's promise to His people in fulfilling biblical prophecy. And you can do that today just by picking up the phone. The cost to rescue one Jew and put them on the next Fellowship Ukraine Freedom Flight is $1,500. That may sound like a lot, and it is, but the costs to bring a Jew from the former Soviet Union to Israel are significant. $1,000 of your donation goes directly to the Jew you will sponsor. When they arrive at Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv, Israel, we greet them with loving arms and help them every step of the way to find an apartment in Israel, pay for food and clothing, set them up with education so they can learn Hebrew, and so much more. The balance of your donation pays for the expensive airfare cost and resettlement fees from Ukraine to Israel. If you're not able to give a $1,500 gift today, you could give $500. We'll join your gift with two others who are also donating $500. And together, you'll rescue one Jew on an upcoming Freedom Flight. Or lastly, you could give a one-time donation of $150. We'll combine your gift with nine others who are also giving $150. And together, you'll change the life of a precious Jewish soul forever. Here's the number to call. 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. Again, that's 844-809-4647.
Shalom, friends. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein speaking to you from Jerusalem. Here in the month of June, the Fellowship is conducting seven Wings of Eagles Freedom Flights. And I want to give you the dates of these flights so that you can sponsor and rescue a precious Jew, bring them home to the land of Israel, and pray for their safe landings and for their future life in Israel. The Ukraine Wings of Eagles Freedom Flight leaving Kiev, Ukraine, arriving in Tel Aviv, Israel, will take place this month on Tuesday, June 28th. With your prayers and financial support today, we're hoping to rescue on this flight over 150 Jews out of the Ukraine, people who are desperately trying to get to Israel. In addition to the Ukraine flight, the Fellowship is conducting six other Wings of Eagles Freedom flights here in the month of June. And those dates and locations are June 26th from Turkey, June 27th from Argentina, June 27th from Brazil, June 28th from France, and June 29th from Russia. Your gift today of $1,500, $500, $150 will go towards these on Wings of Eagles flights to rescue hundreds of Jews. Please call right now and tell the operator that you'd like to bless one or more of God's chosen people, perhaps a Holocaust survivor, an orphan boy or girl, an elderly widow, or even an entire Jewish family. These are Jews who cannot afford to make Aliyah to Israel. But with your gift today, you can make that miracle possible. You can change their life forever. You can put them on a seat on one of these Fellowship Freedom flights here in the month of June. Here's the phone number to call, 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Operators are standing by ready to talk with you. That's 844-80-WINGS. Wings, W-I-N-G-S. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. That's 844-809-4647. Your generous gift today will enable these Jews to escape anti-Semitism and extreme poverty and to realize the dream of living in their biblical homeland, Israel. Todah Rabah. Thank you, and may God bless you and your family for your sacrificial gift today and for being a blessing to the people of Israel. Shalom.
We're at the end of our program, so this is our last opportunity to ask for your help. Please call right now, 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. A friendly fellowship operator is waiting to talk with you. 844-80-WINGS. Numerically, that number is 844-809-4647. You can also donate online at ifcj.org/radio. That's ifcj.org/radio. Thank you for listening to our program. May God bless you and your family for your generous gift today. Bless Israel with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein is the radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.